الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة الناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا وصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه فكان أمره فرطا وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جلست في عصابة من ضعفاء المهاجرين وإن بعضهم ليستدر ببعض من العري وقارئ يقرأ علينا إذ جاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقام علينا فلما قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سكت القارئ فسلم ثم قال ما كنتم تصنعون قلنا كنا نستمع إلى كتاب الله تعالى قال فقال الحمد لله الذي جعل من أمتي من أمرت أن أصبر نفسي معهم قال فجلس وسطنا ليعدل بنفسه فينا ثم قال بيده هكذا فتحلقوا وبرزت وجوههم له فقال أبشروا يا معشر صعاليك المهاجرين بالنور التام يوم القيامة تدخلون الجنة قبل أغنياء الناس بنصف يوم وذلك 500 سنة رواه أبو داود صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم نفس الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما درود شريف بزرگان محترم معزز سامعین کرام سننے والی ہماری ماں و بہنیں السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ جمعہ میں وقت بہت تھوڑا ہوتا ہے اور بہت سوچ سمجھ کر کی کچھ باتیں آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کرنا ہوتی ہے The time is very short And in this very short time, very, very briefly, I would like to touch upon a point which is very, very important. We live in a time where everyone, all of us, we are more concerned and more focused on our physical health, on our outer look, we all try to keep healthy, and if Allah forbids, if your GP says that, you know what, your cholesterol is going up, blood pressure is going up, blood sugar is reaching to the critical level, you need to look after yourself. You need to do your daily exercise. You need to maintain your diet. Walk as they recommend. Walking. 20 minutes brisk walk every day. And that will save you from so many problems. Heart problems, lungs problems, breathing problems, stroke, etc., etc. As soon as we have a warning light, oh, it's like our world is going upside down. It's going to get upside down. We will be very focused. More vegetable than red meat. Better diet, why not? Exercise, of course. Our beloved Nabi, Janabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example for the mankind. At the age of 63, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, departed from this world, subhanallah, he was so fit and healthy at that age. At that age, he never had belly. Never had belly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, broad shoulders. Walking, doctors, they say you need to walk fast. Brisk walk. Our Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, when he used to walk, Sahaba, they say, we need to make effort to catch up because it's going so fast. كَأَنَّمَا يَنْحَطُ مِنْ صَبَبٍ, as if he's descending from a hill. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيُّ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ, the healthy and strong and fit mu'min and believer is better than the one who is not looking after himself. And he is being problem for other people. Having said all of that, my brothers, yes, I'm not taking anything away from your well-being, from your good diet, healthy diet, from your daily exercise, from you going to gym on a daily basis. Please keep doing. That is what Sharia asks us to do. Yes, but remember, all of these problems, if one fails to address, what is going to happen? Subhanallah, his health will deteriorate. It will decline day by day. And there will be obviously price to pay, consequences. And ultimately, death. But the problems of these types of illnesses and diseases, subhanallah, it has an end. It will come to an end. If a person does not address these things, then his life is in danger. Yet, there is another type of problem. There is another type of illness and disease that I and you, we can't see with our physical eyes. I and you, we cannot pay too much attention to it. Yes, as we go to our doctors and medical experts, they diagnose our problems. They tell us what is wrong with us. The other type of problems that I and you can't see, subhanAllah, they are rooted deep down into our hearts. There are another type of illnesses, subhanAllah, spiritual ones. We have doctors who can diagnose those type of illnesses and diseases. But the difference, my brothers, my sisters listening at home, between the two, if you do not look after your well-being and your health, the problem will only be in this world. It is not going to continue in the next life. But the problems that we have into our hearts, if we don't address and if we don't try to fix those issues, and if we neglect and if we fail to fix those problems, then the consequences, my brothers, the effect of those problems is far, far greater than the one I and you are worrying about. Because they are not only going to ruin your life in this world, they are going to play a big part into our lives, into our next world, and that next world is irreparable. After that, one cannot fix that problem. And one of them, I read an ayah from Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. One of the greatest one is being haughty, full of pride. Regard yourself higher than other people. Subhanallah, this is so bad, my brothers. So bad. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that iman and kufr cannot be together. If a person possesses haughtiness, if a person possesses being big and full of pride, he will be deprived from the essence of iman. Subhanallah, the true light and the true effects of iman, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they cannot get together. They can't go together. That's how bad it is. A group of Meccans, leaders, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Uyayna ibn Hisn, Umayya ibn Khalf, and they say, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we would like to benefit from you, from your knowledge, and we want to learn from you, but we have a problem. We have what? A problem. Our problem is these low class people sitting in your company. We are hierarchies. We are VVIPs, big people. We are the chiefs, we are the leaders. And this is a humiliation for us that we come and, you know, sit with those people. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so eager to guide each and every mankind, each and every human being. It was his ultimate goal that he can take anyone, everyone, subhanallah, to the next world, and he goes to Jannah and enjoy his life. So much so that in the story and in the event of Taif, when those people, subhanallah, they disregarded the lofty status of our Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they hit him with big, big stones, his body started bleeding, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down angels asking, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you want? These people, they are so cruel and so bad to you. Now, Angel Jibreel salatu wa salam is saying, I'm here with you, and I brought the angels who is in charge of the mountains. Ask them, and they will bring the mountains together, and they will crush these people forever and ever. But لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Yeah, the heart of gold, my brothers. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh my Rabb, I know what they did to me. Yes, my body is bleeding. And I'm all alone. But if they don't believe, it's their problem. What about their future generations? I hope, I have a strong feeling and hope that in you, O my Lord, that inshallah their progeny, their offspring, their children, their upcoming generations, they will read your kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to spend time with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my beloved Nabi, yes, good intention, but they are so rooted on their kufr and shirk that they are not going to change. No matter how hard you try, they have so much hatred towards your deen. They have so much pride in their hearts that they are not going to change. My brothers, we need to eradicate this severe problems from ourselves, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves humbleness, kindness. The one who says, I'm something. Remember, you're digging hole for yourself. Once Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came out. This hadith is recorded by Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullahu ta'ala. And there were a group of sahaba. They were doing something, reading. And they were so poor. So poor that they did not have enough clothing to cover their entire body. They were barely covering their satr. Barely covering their satr.
Allahu Akbar, liyastatira ba'duhum
min ba'din.
Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to a group of sahaba and they were so poor, barely covering their satr, and they were hiding behind one another. When they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously they felt so bad, they were gutted. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood there and He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Oh my friends, what were you doing?" They said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were reading the Quran, Kitab of Allah, Azza wa Jal." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Alhamdulillahi alladhi umirtu an asbira nafsi ma'ahum. All praises be to Allah who commanded me to spend time with you guys." And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya ma'ashara, tabarrazu, tahallaku, come close, come on, sit in front of me, make a circle." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them and he said, "Ya ma'ashara sa'alik al-muhajirin, abshiru bin nuri tammi yawm al-qiyama, tadkhuluna al-jannata qabla aghniya'in nas bi nisfi yawm, wa dhalika 500 sana." Then he said, "Oh my friends, though people, they do not give you, you know, such respect because you are poor people. You kind of low-class people in your community. But you are so great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this, let me give you good news and glad tiding of a complete nur on the day of Qiyamah." And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You people and people like you, they will enter Jannah half a day before the rest of the people, the wealthy and rich people." And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You know half a day? How long would that be? That will be equal to 500 years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ." My brothers, we need to address this. Once a man came to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah. I'm going to conclude in 1 minute. We need to give you at least 6-7 minutes to read your sunnah. And he wanted to make bayat with Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a spiritual doctor. He was called Hakimul Ummah, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. And he learned that, mashallah, yes, he wants to be a good person. And he sensed that he's got pride in him, haughtiness, big-headed. So instead of telling him, "Do this zikr, do that zikr, you know how these many paras you read," Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, "I'm going to give you a task. I'm going to give you a job. If I were to ask, mashallah, one of our trustees, Ghulam Bhai, it's your job to go out and do the, you know, put the people's shoes properly, Mufti Sahab. I'm the boss of this masjid. What are you saying?" You know, this is our mentality. Allahu Akbar. No offense, yeah, please. Bismillah. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, "I'm giving you a duty. Your duty is from today, anybody who comes to masjid, make sure his shoes are proper. Go out and, you know, put everybody's shoes properly." Now this guy is a big person. He's a wealthy, rich man, chief of his tribe. And he's going out and he's doing khidmah of people. Subhanallah, he was a spiritual doctor. Few days later, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali sensed and he understood that all the kibr and takabbur has gone from his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل المؤمنين إخوة وشرع لبعضهم على بعض حقوقا واجبا ومستحبة ونهى عن كل ما يضاعف هذه الأخوة من الأقوال والأفعال الذميمة أحمده على نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بين ما يجب للمسلم على أخيه المسلم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين ضربوا أروع الأمثلة للأخوة الصادقة فكانوا كالجسد الواحد كالبنيان الواحد يشد بعضه بعضا وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى وامتثلوا أمر ربكم يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب ويقول تعالى والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض ويقول تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه من هذه النصوص يا عباد الله ندرك ما ينبغي أن يكون عليه المسلم نحو أخيه المسلم إنها أخوة أعظم من أخوة النسب أخوة تجمع بين المسلمين وإن تباعدت أقطارهم ونأت ديارهم أخوة توجب التناصح والتناصر والتواصي بالحق والصبر عليه أخوة تمنع المسلم أن يغش أخاه المسلم أو يخدعه أو يخذله أو يؤذيه بأي أذى في دمه وماله وعرضه فقد قال الله تعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا أيها المسلمون لقد شرع الله لكم ما يقوي اتحادكم وينمي المحبة بينكم ويزيل العداوة والبغضاء شرع لكم أن يسلم بعضكم على بعض فإذا لقي بعضكم بعضا فليسلم عليه فليقل السلام عليكم وإن كان بعيدا أو لا يسمع فاجمع بين السلام والإشارة ليعرف أنك تسلم عليه والسنة أن يسلم الصغير على الكبير والقليل على الكثير والراكب على الماشي والماشي على الواقف وخيركم من يبدأ بالسلام وشرع لكم أن يعود بعضكم بعضا إذا مرض فمن عاد مريضا ناداه مناد من السماء طبت وطاب ممشاك ومن عاد أخاه المسلم لم يزل في خرقة الجنة حتى يرجع قيل يا رسول الله وما خرقة الجنة قال جناها يعني لم يزل يجني ثمار الجنة حتى يرجع وشرع لكم الإصلاح بين الناس ففي الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأبي أيوب ألا أدلك على تجارة قال بلى يا رسول الله قال تسعى في إصلاح بين الناس إذا تفاسدوا وتقارب بينهم إذا تباعدوا ولقد شرع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكم إذا سمعتم العاطس المسلم يحمد الله أن تقولوا له يرحمك الله ويرد عليكم يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم وشرع لكم المهاداة فيما بينكم وأخبر أن الهدية تذهب السخيمة وتوجب المحبة وكل أمر يوجب ارتباط المسلمين واتحادهم فهو مشروع ومأمور به ونهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كل ما يوجب تفرق المسلمين وتباعدهم فنهى أن يهجر الرجل أخاه فوق هجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم تعرض الأعمال في كل يوم اثنين وخميس فيغفر الله في ذلك اليوم لكل امرئ لا يشرك بالله شيئا إلا امرأ كانت بينه وبين أخيه شحنا فيقول اتركوا هذين حتى يصطلحا وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراعوا إخوانكم واحفظوا حقوقهم وتألفوا بينكم وأزيلوا العداوة والبغضاء بينكم وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وفقني الله والجميع لما يحب ويرضى وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل إله إلا الله وحده لا